A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. Rather, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the wise. And God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. And God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being may boast before God. It is due to him that you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God, as well as righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, so that, as it is written, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks.
Bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Bless the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. From heaven, the Lord looks down. He sees all mankind. Bless the people he has chosen to be his own. But see, the eyes of the Lord are upon those who fear him, upon those who hope for his kindness, to deliver them from death and preserve them in spite of famine. Bless the people the Lord has chosen to be his own. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. For in him our hearts rejoice. In his holy name we trust. Bless the people.
Dominus vobiscum.
Et cum spiritu tuo.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Matteum.
Gloria tibi, Domine.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another five. Likewise, the one who received two made another two. The man who received the one went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received five talents came forward, bringing the additional five. He said, "Master, you gave me five talents. See, I have made five more." His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who received two talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me two talents. See, I have made two more." His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the one talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew that you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you know that the harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not have had money put in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. And from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth."
Verbum Domini.
Very warm welcome to our friends from Florida, from Miami. You persevered the long nights of driving. God has in store for you a beautiful day in Hansville, a beautiful day at the shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament and also the shrine of the Divine Child Jesus. The talents are God's gifts to us. The origin of the talents are from God, not from us. They don't belong to us. The talents are God's, His gifts. God has a vested personal interest in you, each of you, His sons and daughters. His interest and His investment are so much that God sent His only begotten Son to take on our frail human nature in all things but sin. This is a message that our dear late Mother Angelica would constantly say during her live shows, that God has a vested personal interest in you. He loves you. He loves you more than you love yourself. And that His love must form the way we look at ourselves. We can only love ourselves properly when we allow God to love us first. His love even heals us, heals our love, heals our capacity to love. The talents are not simply the natural talents that we are born with, or the skills that we have received through our own hard work and perseverance. The talents are supernatural gifts. The grace of God, friendship with God. The talents are born from God and entrusted to us. The Lord has entrusted us with his gifts. He invests himself in you. He trusts you in a very unique way, each and every one of you. St. Paul exhorts us in the first reading, consider your own calling, brothers and sisters. The word consider, which means to reflect upon or consider, to study. Reflect upon your own calling as a Christian, to study it, to reflect often of what it means to be a Christian, specifically what it means to be a Catholic Christian, to be entrusted with such great gifts, the sacraments, the gifts given to us at our baptism, at our confirmation, every time we receive Holy Communion. There was a non-Christian, a Jewish man actually, the story is he would often go to St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, and he would often sit at the very front of the church, and he would watch people. He was very, very well known. And at the time, the priest, I believe it was even a bishop, asked him, may I ask you, what are you doing here? You're not Christian. He said, I love to see how your people receive Holy Communion. I love to see how your people receive what they take into their bodies. They seem so recollected. They seem like they're receiving something very important. Surely that's how we're to receive every Holy Communion. Recollected. I'll dispense you a little bit because you've been driving all night. A question for us might be, do we reflect on and study our calling? Again, to observe how we're living, our Christian vocation. St. Paul continues, God chose the foolish of the world to shame the strong, the wise, and God chose the weak of the world to shame the strong. The Lord wants to work more powerfully through weakness, through us acknowledging our weaknesses and coming to him weak, as if we have nothing to give, empty-handed, because he has the gifts to give, and to receive those gifts with a greater capacity to love. How does this relate to us? Do we consider ourselves weak and poor? Are we reliant and dependent on the Lord for everything? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In other words, blessed are those who realize that their next breath comes from God. Your next breath, your next heartbeat come from God, totally dependent upon God, that he sustains you right now at this very moment. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Just a few days ago, it was the memorial of the beheading of St. John the Baptist. St. John the Baptist's whole life was pointing to the one who was to come, always directing people and their eyes on the one who was to come. He was the forerunner. St. John the Baptist realized that he was completely and utterly unworthy to untie the sandals of the God-man Jesus Christ. His whole life was meant to point out the Lamb. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Does our life point to God? By the way that you live your life, would somebody know that you are a Christian? Just like we read the Bible as the Word of God, when somebody looks at your life, the matter in which you live your life, the matter in which you treat people, do they know that you are a Christian? How? By your love. St. Paul also says, God chose the lowly and despised of the world, those who count for nothing, to reduce to nothing those who are something, so that no human being might boast before God. Whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. Surely St. Paul is talking about himself, somebody who was a persecutor of Christians, somebody who spent his whole life persecuting Christians, would become the greatest convert in history. God chooses the weak to shame the powerful. Earthly wisdom and strength are nothing compared to the wisdom and strength that come from God. Perhaps the temptation in a worldly view of productivity and success is to think that we have somehow come to this knowledge by ourselves, on our own. This knowledge is a pure gift, something that was planted in you from early years at your baptism and continues to grow and to grow and to grow and to grow. But that capacity to grow is meant on how fertile our soil is. Nobody comes to the Lord by himself and on their own. It is pure gift. The Catechism says in paragraph 546, Jesus' invitation to enter his kingdom comes in the form of parables, a characteristic feature of his teaching. Through his parables, he invites people to the feast of the kingdom, but he also asks for a radical choice. To gain the kingdom, one must give everything. He asks for a choice from you and for me, a choice to give everything radically, to lay it down. Words are not enough. Deeds are required. Just as in the parable of the 10 virgins, their flasks were not enough. They needed oil. They had faith, but not all had faith animated by charity. Remember yesterday, all of the 10 virgins came. All of the 10 had flasks, but not all of them were wise. Not all of them had oil filled. Five were wise and five were foolish. The parables are like mirrors for man. Will he be hard soil or good, fertile earth to receive the word? What use has he made of the talents that he has received? These parables are about final judgment, the second coming, It all hinges on how we live now. Right now, in the present moment. The present moment is such a sacred thing. Living in the reality of the present moment. The parable of the talents teaches us that we have received from the Lord so large of a gift, so generous of a gift, no small gift. The talent was a unit of weight, and its value was about 6,000 days' wages. 6,000, one talent, 6,000 days' wages. In other words, 20 years' wages per talent. One talent weighed perhaps 75 pounds. Was like a bar of either gold or silver. So no small amount, just one talent. Each person in the parable was entrusted with a significant amount of money. So to give you a little bit of idea, five talents equals 30,000 days wages, 100 years wages, 100 years wages. The man with one talent, again, is 6,000 days' wages in 20 years. The servant given the one talent had the biggest problem, not because he was given less, but because of how he lived his life. How he lived, how he invested. Because he didn't invest. He didn't invest in what God had invested and trusted to him. The servant did not have a real living relationship with God. He did not trust God who trusted in him. Many of you are on your way up to receive many blessings today from the Lord, I'm sure, at the shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament. The very center of the piazza at the shrine is a statue of the Divino Niño, the Divine Child Jesus, and he's taking out his heart, and he's holding out his heart to you and to me. Think about this in terms of the talents. God wants to give you his heart. He does this primarily in the sacraments. When we receive the Holy Eucharist, when we receive the sacrament of penance and reconciliation, confession, our heart is restored. You might say our heart is renewed. We have a transplant. Our heart is changed. Ask the Lord for that special grace today, especially those of you who are here from Miami to go to the shrine today, to receive a special grace of a new heart that God wants to give you.